What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin, over the devil, and all his devices. Once again, we're talking about narcissism and the spirit of Jezebel and how to guard against this spirit, and including toxic people. This refers to toxic people, anybody that's in your life that's not there to benefit you, to help you. So today we are talking about another tip here, and this is making sure you put your spiritual health above your physical comfort. This is something that you're going to have to make a priority in your life. If you go into an environment like that, then you're able to deal with this thing. Because you have to understand that they look to exploit your needs, your desires, and your weaknesses. It may be a job. They understand that you need this job in order to live or whatever, right? So they'll treat you all kind of ways because they know that you're going to either have to quit and deal with the rigors of not having income and maybe be forced to be on the street or not be able to pay a certain bill or whatever in order, you know, your comforts may be messed up because of them. And they're banking on people wanting to be comfortable over their spiritual health. You know, they don't want you to care about your spiritual health. They don't care if you're stressed. They want you to think that stress is okay. Frustration is okay. Being angry all the time is okay. Being fearful. You got to be willing to say, my spiritual health is more important than my physical comfort. Put your mind over your money. So if this job is going to pay you a lot of money, but there's a narcissist on the job and you can see that you're not going to be able to deal with them properly, then you got to put your mind's health over the income and say, you know what? I'd rather be poor or look for another job or have less money than to go to a job and be abused spiritually by this person. I'd rather go to another church or live without a church than to stay a member of this church where I'm abused spiritually by the pastor. Okay? You're putting your spiritual health above your physical comfort. Why is this important? Because the spiritual affects the physical. If you let somebody continue to devalue you, you will eventually walk through life living a way that's below who you should be. In the low vibration, as some of those metaphysical people say. You're living in a way that's below your potential because you're putting up with somebody who is abusing you spiritually. You can't allow that to happen. You've got to be a person that says, my spiritual is more important than my physical comfort. So you got to be willing to part with anyone or anything that is unhealthy for you. So going forward, because you want to put your spiritual health above your physical comfort, you got to know your weaknesses. You got to know your desires and your needs and be prepared to get those needs met or be prepared to go without some of those needs if there's a narcissist or a Jezebel spirit that's standing in front of what you need. Because what they're going to ask you to do is to compromise. They're going to ask you to submit to them and then put up with their abuse. And now the things that you want are now connected to them and they can control what you want. And you don't want that. You want to be able to get things on your own terms without abuse. You don't want to live in a certain area or make money, but you got to be stressful about it. Your moral values are compromised. You don't want that. Another thing, the reason why you should make your spiritual health more important than your physical comfort is because God values your spirit more so than your physical comfort. He's often put us in situations that were uncomfortable physically to grow us spiritually. Why? Because he understands your soul is what he's trying to save. He's trying to fix your soul. He wants to transform your soul. He wants to make you healthier and stronger. And so he will put you in situations that are uncomfortable. Maybe you may go without food, or you may end up, you may be on the street, living on the street, or maybe you may be in a shelter, maybe living in your car, or maybe you're in a certain spot where God is changing you and strengthening you. And so he cares more about your spiritual health. Because that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to save your soul. You see? So we're put in these situations. So God values your soul more than your physical comfort. It doesn't mean that he does not care about your physical comfort. He does. But he's more concerned with your spiritual health. And so you got to care about the things God cares about. You know, he cares about the inward more so than the outward. The reason why is because the inward affects the outward. How a person is inside affects how the outside. So know your weaknesses. Be honest with yourself. We all need friends and family and food and shelter and money and material things and positions, but we can't let those things compromise our spiritual health. I want to be a part of this group, but they're full of toxic, narcissistic people. No. So that means you're going to have to sacrifice friendships at times, money at times, shelter at times, because you are making your spiritual health more important. So that's all I really got for you today. Till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.